You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good evening and thank you for joining us for another episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. My name is Scott Ponywaz and I am the publisher of callputstrike.com as well as your host for the daily podcast. Today, quite a bit of news in the markets, a lot of positivity, and we'll jump right in. Today, we saw Apple and coronavirus hit record highs while Twitter griffins higher. Your daily financial news summary for today, Wednesday, July 28th, 2020. Today saw the Dow Jones rise 0.7%, the S&P 500 went up 0.8%, and the NASDAQ saw gains of 1.2% and put it on the books for a record high day at 10,492.5. Speaking of records, Apple also saw 2.3% gains to close the day at a record high of $381.37 per share. That was following Deutsche Bank analysts giving them a positive price target increase. Amazon saw 2.7% gains on the day, while Netflix and Microsoft also closed over 2.2% higher on the day. Strong day for the tech companies. Social media platform Twitter also saw an unusual uptick in share price today, closing over 7% higher as a result of a job posting for a codename project called Gryphon. That's G-R-Y-P-H-O-N. The job posting made mention of a subscription platform and feature which excited the markets and had the share price up over 12% at a point in the day today. On the other side of the spectrum, unfortunately, Bed Bath & Beyond announced after the closing bell that their sales fell nearly 50% to $1.31 billion from $2.57 billion a year ago. In an effort to try to get back to profitability, the company also announced that they will be closing close to 200 stores over the next 2 years. The news resulted in a 7% drop in after-hours trading at the time of publishing. Bitcoin closed the markets up 2.2% today at 9,450.75 cents. While Ethereum was up 3.89% or for a price of $247.28, while gold also hit a 9-year high yesterday as investors turned to the metal market for safety, and it surpassed the $1,800 mark, closing today at $1,819.70. Coronavirus continues to worry many investors as the U.S. reported a record daily spike of more than 60,000 coronavirus cases on Tuesday. And according to Johns Hopkins University, the number of United States coronavirus-related deaths surpassed 131,000. As a result of COVID-19, the Ivy League schools also announced that all sports would be put on hold until January. No fall football, and it also became the first Division I conference to make the decision to pause sports. And that concludes today's daily financial news summary. Hang tight for just a moment as we take a listen to a word from our sponsors, and when we come back for the second half, we're going to continue that sort of inside look at a specific stock. So today we're actually going to take a look at Microsoft and their potential expansion to their gaming division as they eye Warner Brothers in a potential acquisition. So hang tight. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the second half of today's daily financial news and insights from Call Put Strike. The second half, we always look at a specific trend or educational topic as it relates to the markets or investing. Today, we'll welcome your feedback as well as we continue the theme. We're going to take a deeper look at Microsoft and in particular their gaming division. So, Microsoft Corporation has joined the fray in the acquisition of Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. The acquisition would allow the tech giant to strengthen its gaming division, having already acquired several game development studios in the recent past. So, looking first at AT&T and their divestment push. So, AT&T is looking for potential buyers of the Interactive Entertainment division as it seems to generate additional capital to shrug off the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The company is also looking to pay down part of its debt that has ballooned to highs of $154 billion. The wireless carrier acquired Time Warner for $109 billion in 2018, conversely gaining access to Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. The acquisition is believed to be the primary catalyst behind the massive debt holding. AT&T has, in the recent past, come under pressure to divest some of its non-core units in a bid to raise additional capital and return value to its shareholders. Investors are increasingly pushing for the divestiture of non-core assets such as WB Interactive and DirecTV. The wireless carrier is looking for somewhere between $2 billion and $4 billion for the gaming unit that houses studios such as Rocksteady, NetherRealm, Monolith, and others. Interactive Entertainment also comes with gaming properties of the likes of Mortal Kombat. The sale of Warner Brothers comes when it is believed to be working on new projects comprising the Batman project. Rocksteady, on the other hand, is rumored to be working on a new DC game, while Avalanche Studios are working on unannounced Harry Potter RPG games. So, what are Microsoft's gaming ambitions? Well, Microsoft joins Electronic Arts and Activision Blizzard and Take-Two that have already shown interest in acquiring the video game development arm of Warner Brothers. However, the acquisition could come with its fair share of challenges. For starters, it is still unclear as to whether the ultimate buyer will end up owning characters such as Batman and Harry Potter. As it stands, Warner Brothers only licensed the characters. In this case, the buyer will have to negotiate a fresh fee of licensing deals so that studios such as Rocksteady can then create new games. The acquisition of Interactive Entertainment will go a long way in expanding the Microsoft gaming empire. For starters, it should increase the number of Xbox game studios. In the recent past, the tech giant has moved to strengthen its gaming ecosystem with the strategic acquisition of Ninja Theory, Obsidian, Double Fine. Xbox Game Studios owns close to 15 game studios in total now. Some of its high-profile names include Double Fine, Compulsion Games, and Ninja Theory. The acquisition of Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment could take the gaming studios to almost 30, thereby doubling their game studios. In addition to expanding Xbox Game Studios, Warner Brothers will go a long way in strengthening Microsoft intellectual property. The acquisition should also help Xbox Game Studios increase the number of exclusives it can release under the Xbox Series X console. Likewise, it should be able to match or even surpass Sony PlayStation's lineup. And that ties everything together for the day on the Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. So tune in, share it with your friends, and have a great evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast, and by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.